The U.S. financial market crisis will affect international outreach. Christians take action against their persecutors in India, and two organizations team up together to reach Congo's youth for Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Failure by the United States to pass a $700 billion Wall Street bailout package has left its mark on financial markets worldwide. It'll affect outreach organizations, says the president and CEO of the Mission Society, Phil Granger. Granger, a former CEO of a large financial institution, says
a tremendous amount of downsizing is going to take place, and that causes people to assess what they're doing with their discretionary income. So they say, should I start putting money aside because I may not have a source of money in the future, or the source may be substantially smaller? And inevitably, that winds into charitable giving.
While the economic situation looks precarious, Granger says it's also good for outreach.
And in the midst of anything that makes people feel vulnerable, that's absolutely marvelous opportunities to start to introduce people to the God that really loves them no matter what's going on around them, and invite them to start that Christ walk.
He's encouraging Christians to think about eternity in their spending. Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia leaders in India have joined with others to protest ongoing Hindu violence against Christians. GFA President K.P. Ohanan says the protest is called Dharna, an Indian method of seeking justice, traditionally by sitting at the door of one's debtor or wrongdoer and fasting until you get justice.
The church leaders at large are petitioning the central government, asking not only to step in, but also to ban the entities that are behind this brutal persecution.
Yohanan says the organized violence violates their constitutional religious freedom. Many have been killed and thousands displaced in Orissa State alone. He says GFA is being affected.
The freedom to move around and preach the gospel is greatly hindered by this kind of abuse and persecution. We are just praying and encouraging our people to continue witness and pay the price.
The Dharna is expected to end sometime tomorrow. You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite the unfortunate setbacks in India, Christians in other parts of the country haven't stopped their work. A Partners International program for India's gypsies, otherwise known as the Banjaras, continues to spread the gospel through child education, church planning, and pastoral training. The Banjara ministry has drawn over 50,000 new believers through its schools and various outreaches. The ministry hopes to one day reach all 20 million of the Banjara people. Next, foreign missionaries have expressed fears of being forced to leave Bolivia. Fortunately, local Christians are there to stay. Last year, a Bolivian believer, Juana, planted a church in a rural village. She's now working with Mark Lennox of Bright Hope International. Through microenterprise lending, they've created schools and artisan projects in the area called Her New Dream Program.
We're hoping to support her individually, and then we're hoping to get a pastor into this church so that then she can focus on the job creation and get this artisan stuff up, and we're going to hopefully get behind a feeding center. So we have about 5-6 different projects that we're looking to do.
Your support is needed for Juana's project and others like it. Lennox says it'll preserve ministry if foreign workers are forced out.
Juana is a Bolivian, and so there's absolutely no threat of her being kicked out of the country. So this is someone that speaks the language. This is someone that has contacts there. So she could continue the work.
And Grace Ministries International and Book of Hope International are teaming up together to reach 40,000 students with the gospel in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Book of Hope's Harmony of the Gospels will be handed out to primary and secondary students of the Grace Ministries churches in Congo in Swahili and French. Pray for the Grace leadership team as they train 50 school administrators and 20 evangelists to reach these students with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.